All right, well, I guess we're on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday. Some show notes real fast. If you're looking for some wrestling today, you have Primetime Wrestling in Paris, Kentucky. You also have Blue Collar Wrestling in Portland, Oregon, like usual at the North Portland Eagles. You have WCWC happening in Salem, Oregon today. And then you also have some wrestling in Monahan, South Carolina, that promotion being old school professional wrestling. And we want to remind you about the show next Friday that Northwest Assassin is putting on, a comedy show with Heliums in Portland. So get out there, support him in that venture. Also, 2 weeks from today, like we said the last time we were on with you, JKO benefit at Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis. JKO had emergency surgery recently. People in the business were quick to put a benefit together for him, so definitely get out there, support that. And we want to congratulate my boss in Kentucky from last month. Legendary Larry D signed to a contract with Impact Pro Wrestling, and he's going to be full-time with them, so congratulations to Larry D. Best hand in the house, now officially signed there. And without further ado, I want to welcome our guests onto the show today. Cousin Cooter and Chicken, it's been a bit. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you very much. And first of all, I want to thank Larry D. Congratulate Larry D. I just sent him one on his Facebook page. That's great to see. One of the local indie guys actually making it up there and well deserved to get what he deserves up at Impact. And second of all, and plus that you said 2 weeks on that show for Joey, I think that's next weekend.
Oh, the 14th, you are right. It is next week, the 15th. Thanks for catching that.
Yeah, 15th.
15th is the date for the benefit.
Yeah, and actually, not to say, but I just got myself, they're doing a battle royal for Joey also during that show, and I did put my name in that battle royal. And so it'd be, I haven't been up to WCWO for a few years, and but, you know, everybody's a brotherhood in this business. When you got a fallen one, you know, plus one's been in business as long as I have, and Joey and them. Joey is a really good friend and a brother to me, so therefore, you know, I had to put my name on that card somewhere just to support Joey. So
absolutely. I wish I could be there myself, but definitely we're wishing the best of success for that show.
Yeah. So also, you know, I want to talk about last night before we get into the Chicken and Cooter thing. HBW, you know, of course, we had at least three deaths that hit the HBW family. We lost one original fan, and we also lost a fan that's been there for, I mean, he wasn't there, I don't think he was there from the start. But he's been there the most, and, you know, when you get fans that's been there for a long time, they become just like guys in the locker room, they become family. So we lost a fan of that, Gary Schaefer. He was just there last month, and he passed away right before Thanksgiving. So then also to my brother-in-law, he lost his mother on Friday after Thanksgiving. So I just want to give a shout-out to Scarecrow for that. Because he's still, you know, even winning a cruiserweight title last night, it's still a heartfelt feeling, you know, going out there, plus having losing your mom, and going out there and still doing what you do. So I give him a shout-out for doing the best he can last night. So it was just an emotional night for HBO with the three losses that we had within the family. But we put on one great show for the Sheriff Fund, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And Gary Schaefer, someone I saw just last month when I was there, hard to believe he passed right after that. And definitely best wishes for Scarecrow. And I'm sure it was a very emotional night for him winning the Cruiserweight Championship last night in honor of his mother. But on to a little bit more pleasant things. We're talking about chicken here today.
Let's talk about chicken.
People that don't know, the manager, Cousin Cooter, Chicken has been around. He's been in a few different forms over the years, but he's been a loyal sidekick Cooter for a while. Cooter, can you tell us how Chicken came to get into the wrestling business?
The original Chicken happened like 14 years ago. Actually, it came about after a guy that I was working down south with, and he carried a chicken. Neighbor was like, hey, you should carry one too. I was like, all right, well, I got one. And well, then the next thing I know, it just took off. And your chicken became famous. And actually, the original chicken I had, you know, he stuck around for a while. And for probably about 5 or 6 years, and eventually people actually started bringing me more chickens. And so therefore I had this whole chicken family. So so the original chicken, we ended up calling him Chicken George, I love the movie Roots and that whole series. And basically I named Chicken George after Chicken George inside with the Roots. And, just out of respect for that, the Roots. Then we came about with Chicken Bob, which you have now. Now, Chicken Bob is respectfully named after a very good friend of mine that we lost a couple of years ago. And NEW does a Bob Oxley Memorial Show once a year. But first time I met Bob, he actually, you know, he had a peg leg. So that's why, you know, if you look at Chicken Bob that you have with you, he has a peg leg. So, but then, I got other, you know, chicken. I got this little bitty one. We call him Chicken Little. We got Chicken Lily, which she's pink. We bring her out every now and then for breast cancer awareness. So, but yeah, but going back to the original one, Chicken George, you know, it started about back then just by a guy. One of the guys I used to wrestle with down south, he carried one, and they was like, hey, you know, you should come out with a rubber chicken also. And that's how I got one, and that's how it got started. So
now Chicken Bob, like you said, lives with me now. He lives in my gear bag, and I've taken him to 4 states, I believe, since he's been with me. And he's been to a few places. He's very popular in the locker room, gets along with a lot of people. Just like his namesake used to do. Now, when you introduced Chicken Bob to the fans, did they take to Chicken Bob right away, or did it take some adjusting, getting used to a new chicken after they'd seen the original chicken for so many years?
Well, after they knew who Chicken Bob was about, because after we lost Bob Oxley, it was a very emotional thing, so everybody got used to Chicken Bob after that. At first, it was kind of, how to explain everything about it, but once the story got told and why Bob is who Bob is, the Chicken Bob is, everybody just took it to heart. That's why chicken, each chicken I have has a certain name, like Chicken Little, of course, because he's just a little bitty thing. He's I bring him out every now and then, because on the shirt, on his, he has a shirt that says Chicken Magnet. I mean, I guess if you want to come around, size doesn't matter. When you got a little chicken that says he's a Chicken Magnet, But Chicken Bob, it meant very deeply to me, but then, like I said, you took him, with you, and, I'm so proud that, you're still taking places, but, in my heart, that he needs to at least get retired from the ring down here for a newer chicken so he doesn't get any more damage than what he already had been. So
I try to keep him as healthy as possible, and he's definitely seen a lot of new locker rooms, met a lot of new people. One of the people that Chicken Bob met just a few weeks ago was a sock puppet named Bob. We had Bob on the show last week. Bob is a sock puppet monkey manager for Big Vicious. Chicken Bob and Bob seem to get along fairly well. Did Chicken Bob or Chicken George or even Chicken Little interact very much with other managers that were maybe sock puppets or made of rubber?
We don't get that around here in the Midwest that much anymore. The only person that we had that was local that he got close to was a guy named Insane Wayne, which carried Elmo. So Elmo and Chicken got along.
Wayne.
Yeah, so Chicken and Elmo got along quite well. So because we introduced himself at PPW, which is based out of Bedford, Indiana. And even DCCW, and really probably about the first time they met was at IPW up in Anderson. Was the first time I think we met, but we kind of was going against each other at that point. Then we came together at DCCW. Then we actually teamed up down there in PPW in Bedford, Indiana. So it was kind of cool when you got fans, when you got Elmo and Chicken, you got fans yelling Elmo and Chicken while, going back and forth, and it was pretty cool. So, but other than that, no, you don't get that many. I don't get that many people around this area that has a character base with them. So. I'm glad Chicken Bob's going out and meeting other characters like himself.
Absolutely. He and Bob got along really well. Now, one of the things that Chicken is famous for within wrestling circles is a few years ago, I bumped my head a little bit and I had to go to the hospital. When I woke up, my main focus and concern was the safety and welfare of Chicken. What does Chicken remember about that night?
Oh, probably quite a bit. I mean, I remember that night, like it was yesterday. So I'm actually thinking things about the same thing, because I mean, just being there and actually seeing it happen, it was a freaky thing. Then actually, you know, going to the hospital and being at the hospital, and of course, you know, Chicken didn't go with me to the hospital, but he was guaranteed worried once I got back to the arena. So, but I mean, that was very devastating. You know, one of the worst accidents that I ever seen in the business, the whole 18 years I've been in the business. So, but you're alive, you're well, so that's all that matters. But that was one of the scariest moments I ever seen.
I didn't mean to scare Chicken, and I do recall trying to talk you into driving back so we could make sure Chicken was well cared for and not in any danger.
Yeah, you sure was, but the hospital had a flight plan for you, so there was no way you was getting out of that. So, I mean, that is just one crazy thing, that's for sure. But, you know, everybody knows that, you know, he was getting taken care of. You know, and I sent back the information I knew to everybody in the locker room, plus Chicken. And, you know, so, I mean, but we're all pleased and pleasure that you was okay, well enough to go back home. You're coming back every year, so we're happy to see you every year. So.
Always my pleasure to get back there. Now, Chicken, Bob, and Bob were discussing things recently in a locker room. Bob had the very unfortunate experience of a wrestler kidnapping him and holding him hostage for a number of weeks. It took a few more months before Big Vicious was finally able to get a hold of Bob and permanently bring him back home. It was a pretty traumatic episode for Bob. I'm not sure he was ever the same after that. Has there ever been a time where a wrestler attempted to chicken nap Chicken?
Well, not Chicken Bob. No, Chicken George just got taken away about 2 months ago by the Voodoo family over in Bedford. Well, Bedford / Martinsville, because it's almost like the MPG Wrestling that I work for over in Martinsville, they actually gave him one in Bloomington. They actually took him from Bloomington. They took Chicken George from Bloomington. And they posted, you know, video pictures of Chicken George being hung and stuff like that. And the next match I have with the Voodoo family, I will guarantee I will get my Chicken back. That's so right now, Chicken George is taken by the Voodoo family. So
I will fight that family if one feather on Chicken's head has been harmed.
So, yeah. So the Voodoo family, yeah, their time is numbered. That's for sure. So.
Now, has there been any contact? Are you able to verify that Chicken is being well cared for by this Voodoo family? It sounds like a pretty scary situation.
Yeah, as of right, no, they just been the last person that they sent me a picture a couple weeks ago. So therefore, you know, I don't think the picture looks very, very disturbing. So, therefore, I'm kind of worried about what's going on with him. So, hopefully, when we see each other again, I will get Chicken George back from the Voodoo family, where he can bring him home where he should be. But I can say this though, what they don't know, I do have a brand new chicken that I just got in last week. I have not picked a name for him yet, and he's only been on one show. So we just have to figure out a good name for this one, so then we're good. So.
Obviously, chicken has become extremely popular over the years with the fans. I know that fans absolutely love chicken, and they love supporting yourself and chicken. Has there ever been any merchandise for chicken? Do you have like a Cooter and Chicken t-shirt or maybe a chicken hat? Anything that's chicken related fans can buy?
Actually, I did that a couple years ago. I actually had chicken shirts made up. I'm on the works of getting some works. I got a couple different people I'm trying to work out some details with right now to get new chicken shirts made up. We're trying to figure out a good way of new design, how put it that way, and a new design for the chicken shirts. So, and then from the chicken shirts, we're actually thinking about doing some tank tops for the summer. We're already thinking about warm weather here in the Midwest, even though it's just now getting winter time. But I'm trying to get things ahead and think ahead. I do have people working on getting stuff like keychains made. We actually got smaller chickens that's coming in that I brought them in just to try and to help, you know, they're more like the Chicken George look. I got sold out at PPW. So, I mean, it was like, you know, I tried them just, bought a small batch and I sold them all out at that show. So I know now I'm going to go back and order some more. So now we can get them back to the fans. That's for the Cousin Cooter and for chicken. So, I mean, I got a lot of things that's in the work. I got somewhat of a partner in on the merchandise right now. We're getting things lined up. And hopefully 2020, the merch table will be filled with a lot of different things between chickens and Cousin Cooter stuff. So.
Well, that sounds tremendous, and I might have to pick up some chicken merchandise.
Yes, by the time you make it back over here for your yearly visit, the chicken table and Cooter table will be one huge event. So, you will definitely have to pick some stuff up.
Absolutely guaranteed I will hit that table for sure. Now, we know that in wrestling, some strange matches have been signed in the history of wrestling. We've seen all kinds of things. One of the things we saw in Portland at Blue Collar Wrestling was a battle royal in which our YouTube championship was at stake. And the YouTube championship worked where as long as there was a referee to make a pinfall, you could pin the champion anytime, anywhere, any place. During the course of the Battle Royal, the YouTube championship changed hands many times. And for a few moments, the recognized official YouTube champion at Blue Collar Wrestling was Bob, despite being a sock puppet monkey. He was the champion officially recognized by the company. Has Chicken ever had any type of an official match where he was a legal participant?
Actually at PPW, he actually pinned. He wasn't the champion, but he actually pinned the guy I wrestled during the match. Right before the match, know, he flew across the ring and did like a crossbody onto the guy, and actually the referee counted three. And that was actually Chicken Bob. That Chicken Bob won that match.
Well, see, maybe we'll get a match where Chicken Bob and Bob actually team up and are tag team partners. It wouldn't shock me.
There you go. So Chicken Bob does have a match, a win in his win column in the ring. So.
That is fantastic. Well, my co-host QT is with us as well, and I'm sure he has some questions in regards to Chick. So, QT, take it away.
Well, thank you, Sunday. Hello, Cousin Cooter, and hello, Chicken.
Hey. Hello, what's up?
Well, now, Cousin Cooter, I know that Chicken is right beside you, and I have a plethora of questions for Chicken. The first one, Chicken, the monster Luciano Genovese was not a very big man. In fact, if he were a boxer, today he would be in the 115-pound division or bantamweight. In fact, rival gangster Tony Batman Scalise described him as that bantam rooster from hell. My question is, have you ever wrestled any bantamweight roosters? That's my question.
One second. Nah, he said he. Where is he?
Calm down.
Hey, he's going nuts over here now. He's already. You got him worked up over here.
All right, listen.
He said that in his younger years he was a fighter.
Okay. Seriously. I'll tell him.
All right. He's a little distressed right now because you brought back memories, I guess. Stop. All right. Well, anyways, you know, I guess when he was younger, a little bit younger, he got in some little fights. But I mean, okay. He's a little cocky right now. He said when he was younger, he had little fights, as he would call them, and he had a few wins, but he did end up getting hurt a little bit, so he don't want to talk about it no more. Stop. All right. I won't say no more about that. All right. He's a little testy right now.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to say he probably did not wrestle any bantam weight roosters.
He's a little attitude right now because he's just like, I guess, you know, wrestling and fighting is two different things for him. So, all right.
Let's talk about wrestling, not fighting. Calm down.
All right. Whew.
You must have slipped him in Xanax. Yes.
Must be, because, I mean, he's really, yeah. All right, slope. Calm down. I'm going to put you in your cage. Not now.
Oh, not the cage, but oh, okay.
Well,
no, that's a,
All right. So no, I don't think he has anything about weight. You know, the class weight, whatever you want to talk about.
I know. Stop.
All right. I'm trying to calm him down because he's a little chicken crazy right now. Calm down.
Oh, okay. Boy, that's...
He's just talking about wrestling in weight class. And that's it. All right. I guess chicken fighting.
He's very upset. Okay. I'm sorry about that, chicken.
No, he's, you know, I guess, you know, wrestling and I guess, you know, he's taking it as a, like, cockfighting or chicken fighting, however you want to say it. Is what he's worried about. You know, he's just going off when you talk about fighting, and that's, I guess, a bad memory about being a cockfighter, I guess.
Mm.
So can't take the two difference, I guess. So it's like MMA okay. and wrestling, I guess. If you compare the two. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So wow, that's a okay. Well, chicken. Have you ever used the Alice in Chains song, They've Come to Snuff the Rooster, as your entrance music?
No, never used that, but he have used the, can I say it?
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, I know you don't like it, but I know we use it at least once. With JWO. I'm going to tell him. We actually use the ICP song, Chicken Hunting. All right, calm down. I just said I'm going to tell him once. That's the only time we're going to say that, because we're not out chicken hunting. You're right here, you're with us, you're good. But yeah, when we was, me, Scarecrow, and the Wicked Clown was together, as we formed the JWO for HBW, we used going chicken hunting, that chicken hunting song from ICP. So that's the only chicken song, other than chicken fried song that we use now. I know, but we're not frying him up. That's the way the song says. But we like that song. Yeah.
Wow, I've never heard of the chicken hunting song. Could you perhaps send a copy of this song to our Turnbuckle Turmoil website?
Yeah. It's like who's going chicken hunting? We're going chicken hunting. It's from ICP, the Insane Clown Posse. We used it one time. That's the song we use. And that's twice I said it. Calm down. I'm trying to tell them what we use. All right. He's a little freaky now. So, but yeah, we use, you know, who's going chicken hunting with, all right, I said it the third time. We use that song for JWO when we do rating that song. I didn't say it for the third, so therefore, calm down. This is all about you and the fam. All right, so, yeah, but then we got chicken fried song that we use right now, you know, which fits Cooter and chicken together. So, but that's the main two songs that we ever use when it comes to the whole chicken stuff. So that's the one I'm going to leave it at that, because I don't want to say the chicken thing, song from ICP. I didn't say the, yeah, the other word. I think I'm fine. So.
All right. Yeah. Chicken hunting from Insane Clown Posse. Very good.
So.
Very good entrance music. Okay. All right. Well, chicken, wrestlers are known to travel a lot. What or who do you have for a travel companion or comfort animal?
Yeah. We have the family with us. Usually we have like Chicken Little. So when we have the family with us. We don't have other companions with us. We just have the family. So when the extra family members would show up with chicken, so it could be Chicken Little. We got a couple other, we had Chicken Bob, which Chicken Bob is now with Sign Guy. Chicken George is actually with the Voodoo family right now. So therefore, right now, we got the newest chicken, which we haven't named yet. So we're still kind of on the borderline on name the new chicken. So Chicken Little has definitely been roaming around in the bag and with the new one. So we're trying to pick out a new name for him, or a name for the new chicken.
Will Chicken, can we run a contest on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show, more likely our Facebook page, can we run a contest among Northwest wrestlers to give the new addition to the chicken family a name?
Yeah, he said.
Oh. Oh, that's very good. Man, okay.
Okay, he said it's Sign Guy. He said definitely anything. Yeah, you like Sign Guy. Okay. He said yes, since it's Sign Guy, yeah. He said definitely.
Thanks.
Okay.
So, I'll try to get that started.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Chicken, do you yourself use the chicken wing as an offensive weapon when you're wrestling? The chicken wing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did I fade out there? Well, okay.
Uh-huh.
Chicken, do you yourself use the chicken wing as an offensive weapon?
You use the chicken wing. Nah, he does the leg drop, a leg lock. His chicken wings doesn't work out. No, yes,
wow.
In the crossbody. And the crossbody, right? Lion headbutt? Really? That's like a Bobo Brazil move. Oh, I guess Bobo Brazil showed him the flying headbutt.
Ooh, flying headbutt. From Bobo Brazil. Okay. Wow. Fantastic. Okay. Well, Chicken,
we traveled a little bit with Bobo Brazil Jr., so therefore I guess he showed him a trick or two.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, Chicken, are there any truths to the rumors that you get post-traumatic stress syndrome disorder when you drive past a Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No. No. Wait a minute. The only time...
Okay, I was telling about Colonel Sanders. Okay, calm down.
All right. It's not a guy who can vouch for... Okay, I'm going to tell the story. Give me a second. All right, some guy can vouch for this. D. Rose looks like Colonel Sanders at HBW. Yes, I know. And he looks a little freaky because that's what he thinks about is Kentucky Fried Chicken. Stop. All right, that's the last of it. So, yes, he gets a little shaky about KFC and Colonel Sanders. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
But, yeah, Daryl Rose at HBW, they do call him Colonel Sanders because he looks like Colonel Sanders. And he gets a little jumpy when he's around.
Oh,
you can
wow.
And Sign Guy knows about Daryl Rose, so therefore, you can vouch for that. He looks like Colonel Sanders.
He kind of does,
kid.
Yeah.
So, I know. Stop. All right.
I know. I told him. I'm not. He's not here.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Just saying his name, I guess, kind of makes him jumpy, too.
Colonel Sanders. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Chicken, I'm kind of a video analysis expert. My video analysis of wrestlers' height and weight has long been spot on through the years on this show. However, your genetic makeup is hard to pin down. Are you a hen? It's hard to guess chicken sexes or his or her sex. Maybe a hermaphroditic chicken. Yes.
It's not me. It's him asking the question. It's QG. He asked if he was a man or a male or female. Stop. All right. Stop. Be nice. We know you're male. Calm down. Do not freak out. He's on the phone. You can't eat him up through the phone. Calm down. All right. He's like giving this evil look like he's going to eat me up. You know, like I'm Kiff. Ah! Stop. I won't say it. He thinks I'm that chicken place now because you're answering these questions if he's a male or a female. And he's giving me that dirty eye like he's going to eat me like I'm a chicken leg.
Oh, my. Well, Chicken, I apologize for these questions.
He's like, what do you think I am? You know, do I have... Okay, he doesn't know. He's just saying. He's just seen the pictures. That's it. He just... Oh, stop. But he's really, really, this one's really, really upset. Okay, I'm not the one that's saying, I'm not the one, I'm just repeating the questions. All right, don't get mad at me. He's on the phone. You can't have the phone either because you're going to eat him up and you ain't tearing up my phone. Just calm down. All right, so there. He's it. He's a he. He's a he.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Yes, okay. Wow, that is. I'm glad we cleared that up. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I do. We do have a girl in our family. We do have a hen, and she, you know, and that's little Miss Lily. But I'm moving just a little bit because you're a little freaky right now. He's like, give me that evil eye. But, all right.
Chicken all right. Lily, okay.
Yeah, we got Chicken okay. Lily. She's a little bit bigger than him. Just, I'm trying to say that nicely, but because I think she's going to take him on. But she's a little friendly one. But this one's a little strange. The new one's kind of a little... out there too. So.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, Chicken, as a famous HPW wrestler, I'm sure you have been offered many movie roles. In the movie Napoleon Dynamite, Napoleon takes a job on a chicken farm and he asks the farmer, "Do these chickens have talons?" My question is, were you being considered for the lead chicken role in the movie Napoleon Dynamite? It's a lead chicken role.
Are you being lead?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He said I know. Calm down. He's looking at me, then he's like, well, of course, you know, I have to lead Cousin Coot around, I guess. I know you're the brains of the two. All right. I'm letting him know. All right. All right. Calm down.
He said, of course, he can be the lead of any chicken movie. Yes.
Wow.
I'm letting him know that now.
Yes.
All right. I'm letting him know now. Oh, no. He can be the lead of any chicken movie that y'all can come, that any chicken movie out there. All right. Oh, no. Is it, of course, he's the leader of our little group. I guess if that's what he's trying to push on me right now. Stop it.
Well, we can only hope that they make a Napoleon Dynamite 2. And I'll hold out hope for that. Okay.
I know there's casting call for... He's like, there's a casting call for Star Wars for Disney.
I know that.
Oh, he's a movie butt, too. I know. Hey, yeah, because there's a casting call to be in Star Wars down in Disney. I know. I'm letting them know that you know. Sheesh. What are you going to do? Have your own little lightsaber?
I'd pay big money to see that, yes. Wow, that's... Okay. Wow. All right. Well, chicken, a brood of female chickens is called... Well, a group of female chickens is called a brood. Were you a big fan of one of the most famous wrestlers ever, Ravishing Rick Brood?
Anyone? Yeah, well, he's asking if you like Ravishing, you know, you was favorite of Ravishing Rick Brood.
Rick Brood, like a brood of chickens, yes.
Oh, like a brood?
A brood of chickens, yes. Ravishing Rick Brood.
he was
famous in the 50s, yes.
Huh?
Ravishing Rick is famous in the 50s. Yes.
He said, he's like, I was never born yet.
Oh, okay. Hatched or born.
So that,
okay.
He said that was before my time. He has no idea.
Okay.
I thought he said Ravishing Rick Rude. I was like, he's like, do I look like I'm, you know, I'm liking that. So I was like, I don't know. But yeah, that's before his time.
All right, before the time. Okay. Well, chicken, the word chicken is often associated with a negative connotation connected to one's masculinity. Are you yourself going to join the exploding social justice warrior movement to abolish the noun chicken?
Yes, he would.
Okay.
He says it shouldn't be because he's a strong chicken and he's stronger than some of the guys that's in the wrestling business today. I just told him, calm down, dude. Don't give me that evil eye. I know. I'm just telling them your answer. Okay. Yeah, because he said he can out-wrestle some of the guys in the business, so chicken should be a chicken. And that word chicken should not be used other for cheering him on. I know. I'm trying to tell. It's his questions, not mine. All right, calm down. Man, you got him worked up.
Yes, some of my questions do have that effect on our interviewees. Yes. Boy, yeah. Okay. Well, chicken, many fans hold up signs to inspire their favorite wrestler. Have you yourself ever looked upon the Hoosier Pro Wrestling crowd and seen a chicken sign that you could not read because the letters look like chicken scratch? Chicken scratch.
Yeah, that's funny. That is very funny. That's just like when we had the chicken shirts a couple years ago, and there was chicken scratch night and chicken cr- I know. Calm down. Hate this new one. Hate. You're new. Calm down. It was a chicken scratch. This is what the name of the font was. Because you scratch with your feet. Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. But he said the cool thing about that, though, even though, you know, sometimes you can't read it. Even though he can't read it, he knew it was about him.
Oh, okay.
That's just like when he looks. That's just like when he, like, even though we lost a one of the longtime fans this past month, even what happened last night, we actually had his Hall of Fame plaque for the, you know, sitting in his chair, but they also brought their little chickens that they bought to show the love and support of Mr. Chicken. So he loves it when the fans are out there showing support, showing the chickens that chickens are united as one. Yes.
What?
I know. I'm telling them that. You love the support. Yes.
All right.
And that's, wow, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, see, so yeah, he said even though if he can't read it, I know, but they're supporting you. He knows that they're still supporting him or them.
All right.
We're okay, all the family. They support all the family, not just one of you guys. They support you all. Calm down. I'm sorry, there's more than one. It gets a little testy sometimes. Oof. Emotional.
Wow. Yeah. That's a boy, I guess so. Well, Chicken, Sign Guy has filmed over 400 Sign of the Times. The Sign of the Times features Team Bad Knees, of which Troy Miller and Miss Elizabeth, plus Cameron Starr, are on Team Bad Knees. My question is, how much would it mean to you if you were a guest on the Sign of the on a Sign of the Times episode and were inducted into an honorary Team Bad Knees? If you were inducted on with them, yes.
Cameron Starr, you don't know Cameron Starr, you're new. But I imagine Chicken George, when I get back Chicken George, he remembers Cameron Starr. And, you know, Cameron Starr, she's like one of the great female wrestlers. And I know you don't know her. Chicken George, I'm trying to explain it. Jeez. But anyways, I do know that Chicken George would remember Cameron Starr, because Cameron Starr was there right when, I do believe, Chicken George was starting out. So just in with Cameron Starr being one of the great female wrestlers in the Midwest, I do, and you know, I would be honored to be part of anything with her. And who was the other two?
Troy Miller and Miss Eliz.
Oh, Troy Miller, and Troy Miller's from up north, right? He's up northern Indiana, right?
Probably Mary, he'll be good.
Yeah,
I
just want to make sure we're talking about the same person here before I answer that question. Troy Miller, I met him a few times, as you know, and I respect him for all the stuff that he's done. So, yes, anything between Troy Miller and definitely Cameron Starr, you know, that'd be great to be associated with them guys.
All right. Well, we hopefully will see a Chicken on Team Bad Knees
pretty soon. You said Miss Elizabeth, right?
Yes,
Miss Liz, Troy's valet.
Yes.
Oh, Okay, see, I don't remember her as a, but I remember Troy, I remember Cameron for sure. So.
Okay. All right. Well, Chicken, my last question of the day is, theoretically, if Chicken was in the Sign of the Times episode, let's say number 500, live with Casey Carlisle, Chicken, would you give her a peck on the cheek? Casey Carlisle.
Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. All right.
He said yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. You see, yeah, Chicken would give Casey Carlisle a peck on the cheek. Very good. Okay. All right. Well, Chicken, it's been very informative asking you these questions. I'm sorry if I got you a little bit riled on some of the questions, like the if you were hermaphroditic, but I'm going to turn it back over to Sangha.
Thank you, QT. Well, guys, we have a few minutes left, so Cousin Cooter and Chicken, if either of you have anything you would like to say as we wrap up, plug and promote anything and everything you would like, upcoming appearances, merchandise, social medias, favorite video store, anything at all, floor is all yours.
And like I said, the next coming show for us would be up in WCWO, which would be January 15th. For the JKO benefit show to help him out. We did get signed for at least the Battle Royal for that show. So, I mean, this you guys were the first ones that's other than the people that I actually talked to about getting us booked for that show. So it's now out and about right now because I just told you guys. So hopefully they wasn't really planning on being a surprise appearance from us, but if they were, it's out and open now. But we'll be there January 15th for that. December 15th, but December 21st, we will be back at PPW over in Bedford, Indiana, which is that show is ran by Kamala Jr. It's always a pleasure to work that show, and I've got some new looks at guys from the Chicago area coming down, and a great group of guys. And then we start the new year back at HBW. Then we follow that up with MPG Wrestling in Martinsville, India. Then we do have... you know, we should be having DCCW coming back in January and back with PPW also. So, looked like 2020 is getting ready to fire up really, really well for Chicken and I, the new Chicken and I, at least, till we get Chicken George back from the Voodoo family. Once that takes place, you know, everything in the family, once the family gets back home, other than Chicken Bob, because I know Chicken Bob's out there enjoying his time out there with Sign Guy and exploring and getting himself out and about in the west side of the United States and maybe up in Canada. So I'm very proud of Chicken Bob getting to go out there and do that stuff with you, Sign Guy. And like I said, we're working on a merch new, the Everybody Loves Cooter shirts is still out there. We just got them done. So we got the new batch rolling. Then, like I said, we're going and, we're still working on the chicken shirts. I know we're trying to fix those chicken scratches. Calm down. Even though they had chicken scratches on the first group, we're going to try to fix it out. So therefore he doesn't get all emotional about his feet. But we're working on chicken shirts, the new, getting some new designs made up, keychains, hats, and all sorts of things where I got guys working on. And new, working on right now a new photo shoot, actually for both Chicken and I. So we'll have photos of the Chicken family and myself. So hopefully a good promo picks will be on the new table in 2020 also.
Well, I look forward to that, and be assured that Chicken Bob is having a great time out here. Seems to be very happy and content. And I look forward to the next time I get out there, see the rest of the Chicken family, Cousin Cooter and his family as well. We want to thank you guys for being on today. And fans, definitely 100%. If you're anywhere near Indianapolis next Sunday, get out there, support the JKO Benefit Show. Cooter's going to be there. Chicken's going to be there. The Soul Shooters. You're going to see Jonathan Wolf, TJ Kemp, all kinds of great stars. So
yeah,
get out there, support.
Yeah, I think J.D. Minor, or Hillbilly Ted, or everyone. What he's calling himself these days. He's a long time Midwest wrestler too. So
absolutely, there are going to be a lot of people there. I'm sure. I know a lot of people wanted to do that show for JKO. So hopefully it is a big success. Cooter, I will talk to you soon, I'm sure. And fans, get out there, support your local independent wrestling wherever it might be. And we will talk to you next week. Next Friday on the show, we have Anthony Lee. And then 1 week from today, we will have Sonny O'Mara on this very program. Looking forward to that.
No, that sounds great.
Absolutely. We will talk to you soon. Get out there, support your wrestling.
All right.